With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. On his way out of the White House, President Biden pulls an about-face regarding Ukraine's deployment of American-made weapons.
In a reversal of policy, the administration will allow Ukraine to use long-range missiles supplied by the U.S. for military strikes deeper inside Russia. U.S. officials say the change comes largely in response to Russia's deployment of North Korean ground troops. For months, Ukrainian President Zelensky has asked the Biden administration to allow Ukraine's military to use U.S. weapons to hit Russian military targets far from its border. Russian lawmakers warned the decision could lead to a world war. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A leading proponent of free speech, Brendan Carr, has been chosen by President-elect Trump to chair the Federal Communications Commission. House Speaker Mike Johnson rejecting criticism of the Attorney General nomination of former Congressman Matt Gaetz, who'd been accused of sexual assault.
He's one of the brightest minds in Washington or anywhere for that matter, and he knows everything about how the Department of Justice has been weaponized and misused, and he will be a reformer, and I think that's why the establishment in Washington is so shaken up about this pick.
Johnson during an appearance on Fox News Sunday. Also at SRNnews.com, two people killed, 10 others wounded, two separate shootings along a parade route in New Orleans over the weekend. Authorities don't know whether the two attacks are related. At last word, there were no arrests. Having lost more than $2.5 billion in the past 4 years, Spirit Airlines has filed for bankruptcy protection. The biggest U.S. budget airline, Spirit, faces debt payments totaling more than $1 billion over the next year. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are down 81 points, NASDAQ futures 73 points higher. This is SRN News. Do you trust scientists?
A new poll from the Pew Research Center finds that while most Americans think people who work in the sciences will act in the public's best interest, trust is a lot lower than it was before the pandemic and the spread of transgenderism. 76% of the general public trusts scientists versus 23% that do not. Religious leaders are less trusting of the scientific community. 55% do, 45% don't. Democrats trust more than Republicans. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal appeals court has ruled that an Indiana law banning sex change operations on children can remain in effect. The decision by the 7th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals found that the law's restrictions are within the purview of the Indiana General Assembly and do not infringe on the constitutional rights of transgender youngsters, their parents, or medical providers. Growing number of states passing laws that prevent anyone under 18 from undergoing a sex change operation. This is SRN News. Legal wrangling continues as Steve Bannon faces charges for allegedly misleading donors.
War Room podcaster Steve Bannon has a hearing in a Manhattan court today. Acting Justice April Neubauer is considering whether prosecutors can present new evidence related to his border wall fundraising fraud case. Bannon's defense wants the state trial pushed back from December 9th. The former Trump White House advisor pled not guilty to criminal charges of fraud, money laundering, and conspiracy. Prosecutors allege he told charity donors that every dollar would go to build a U.S.-Mexico border wall. But instead, prosecutors say Bannon used some of the money to pay his credit card bills and facilitated payments of at least $140,000 to the nonprofit's president. His defense attorney argues Bannon was simply reimbursed for expenses. I'm Jennifer King.
President Biden has arrived in Rio de Janeiro for the G20 summit. It will be his final international meeting as world leaders look ahead to the incoming Trump administration. More details, SRNnews.com.